This episode of WDW Today is brought to you by HelloFresh. I want to thank HelloFresh for supporting us here on WDW Today. And with that, you can receive $30 off your first week of deliveries when you go to HelloFresh.com/WDW30 and use the offer code WDW30. That's 30. And now, on with the show.
Bringing the world to your world. This is WDW Today.
Welcome to WDW Today. I'm Logan Seculo.
Oh, what? We doing something? Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm Will.
I'm Terry Weaver.
I'm Matt Locke.
I'm Grease.
All right. Live on our Facebook page. So hello to everyone joining us. We're going to talk about not necessarily a rumor, but the fact that we have an interesting couple of years coming in front of us. Guys, one, happy spring to everyone. And summer is on its way. That means the crowds are only going to get slowly bigger. It's going to be like, it's going to teeter off and it's going to come back.
You know what I'd like to see right now?
What? Mm-hmm.
The amount of plane tickets purchased for Orlando over the past, I don't know, 4 or 5 days from the Midwest, because they just got pounded with snow. I'm talking Wisconsin, Minnesota,
list them states.
Bam Bam Bigelow, Michigan.
Like, didn't some of them get like 20 inches or something?
Somewhere did.
Stupid.
Kansas City, they're sitting there playing baseball with the LA Angels.
Snowed out.
Snow coming down.
It's snowing here.
Those Angels are like, no.
Nope, forfeit.
Like, not in this house.
Where's the mercy rule?
We're out of here.
Well, I don't know. We're
as soon as we start talking baseball or anything like that, Logan's out.
Yeah.
He's like, I went to a baseball game Saturday. I was at the Nashville
Saturday. The Minors.
It only went on.
I was about to say, like, Nashville Sports League softball does not count.
I went to the Sounds. It lasted like 4 innings before it rained out, but it was fun. And
the food there is great.
Food's fantastic.
You got that George Dickel bandstand.
We legit were debating whether we were going to go or not because I can make it rain down. I'm like, yeah, we'll just go for dinner. And
then
if it rains out, we'll go home. And that's what we did.
Logan's for the kids, it was probably the perfect sporting event, just for food.
Logan's like, yeah, you want to go get dinner tonight?
That's how I feel about Epcot.
Where's our reservation?
Well, it's at the Sounds game.
We had already had tickets, so if it didn't get rained out, we weren't going to get our money back. So it was might as well. It's 15 minutes from the house, 20 minutes from the house. Might as well go and take a look. So we did that, had some dinner.
People are triangulating
where your house is right now. It cost me about $500 for a family of four to go to Epcot to get some food. I get it.
Yeah.
You know, that's an economical option.
Tangerine Cafe.
We did have Moana and Tinkerbell were both there. And my girl freaked out. At the Sounds, we walked in. There's Moana, and my girls run up. Hello, Moana. I'm giving huge hugs. We just watched Moana in the car, so it was very
perfect, timely.
And they were like, what?
She like
just
baseball?
Watching you.
They
so
were.
Better than Epcot.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Better characters.
Half price.
Half price.
Some relevant characters.
Yeah. Moana. And it was a pretty good like characters. Like if this was a company, they were promoting some like children's charity. But the whole time I was thinking all the time, like, I would like book this for a birthday party. Y'all are top notch. Hmm. Top notch Moana. Top what?
Oh,
the production quality.
For your birthday party. No. Logan's having his own Moana, own Tinkerbell.
I get to be Maui. I walk around shirtless, fake tattoos.
I'm going to be Temetoa.
Oh, that'd be a better. There was a guy at Comic-Con in the Temetoa costume that was unbelievable.
Really?
Worth Googling it and find it because it was awesome.
I'll find it.
But what we were talking
is
about.
Is that the crab?
Yeah.
What's Elena of
Avalor?
Avalor? That's who's coming to my. Doctor. My kid's birthday party.
I
it's
love
like
that
Elena spelled a little
song.
Differently. Like when you book it. You can
oh,
do
really?
That. Yeah, they usually do that. It's always like, it's not Doc McStuffins. It's like Doc McStevens.
Professor Stevens.
But then some guy shows up and he's like, I'm here for a house call.
Yeah.
And this is not what
I'm here for. You're here for a science experiment? I'm Doc McStevens.
Oh my gosh.
That's... So yeah, usually if it's Elena of Avalor, it's like Alina. Or it's just spelled differently.
Of Avalon.
Which Disney's actually tried to shut down a lot of those companies recently.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Which I think is actually, you know, let them go.
I know.
Disney, just let it go.
It's doing nothing.
Just let it go.
It's doing nothing but like selling their.
They're saying it doesn't help like because they have no brand control. And I understand that, but there's also part of me that's like, this little, like, I understand if you're like this multi-gigantic million-dollar company, sure, they probably should be doing that. But usually it's just like a bunch of like early 20s people and like, I don't want to be a waitress.
Instead, I get to be
a princess at birthday parties.
I get that, but here's the deal, like, they're selling the balloons, the party favors, all that other stuff that's licensed product with
them. You're buying all the rest of the real deal stuff. And that's a good point. But you can do that too at Disney World, which is something you should think about.
Wait,
now,
what?
Now, obviously, you're staying on property, get a little hairy. Because, like, you're going to come to your hotel room, maybe not great. But like, if you're staying with the vacation homes. No, I mean, like, they're not going to trounce through the lobby in a costume, probably.
Still don't know where we're landing.
No, but like, let's say your daughter is having a birthday party.
Yes. At Disney World?
At Disney World.
Here's the deal. Here's the deal. You got them to Disney World. That's it.
Congratulations.
Yeah. It's like, you know what? Hey, can you bring us a cupcake out, like at a dinner or something?
True.
And we're done.
Well, for a while, when those like Frozen lines were like 6 hours to meet the Frozen princesses, you could be like, or I'll give this like company $40 and they'll just show up to the house. Because if you have a vacation rental, that's one thing when you go to some of these vacation rental places, they actually tell you that. Like, you can book the characters to appear. So, to come. They'll let the Little Mermaid will come and swim in your pool.
For real?
This is getting weird.
So, time out.
Hey, but for $40, I don't know if there's an appropriate background check that happens.
Look,
that seems way low.
I had the Power Rangers at Riker's birthday and Doug McStuffins, and I will tell you, those cost about, it was like $40 to $50 per character. I mean, now, it's only like 45 minutes of work.
But don't they have like a bunch of things like, if you want them to sing a song, it's going to be about $30 more.
There's so many. They would not let me do that. So there are times like, okay, y'all don't have to do this. I'm like, no, we came here. We have a special candle that's going to explode. I'm like, this is unnecessary. You're here. Take some pictures with the
kids. You don't want the exploding candles.
Let's just
avoid that.
But that's not how it went. So we had Docket there, but you can do that if you stay at a vacation home, a lot of those
have like you get to pick two perks.
Yes,
it's like a Norwegian cruise.
Exactly.
It's like here's the package deal, and then there's a couple of perks. But then with all the perks, they're like, well, what? How much is it going to cost if we get all five perks?
So that's
where they get you.
Before we go too far, I'd like some further information on the Little Mermaid swimming in my pool.
I mean, Terry's all in.
This is interesting.
Terry is about to build a pool in his house.
Right. Before we go too far,
Terry wants more information
on the mermaid.
Yeah.
Well, if I've got a membership at Lifetime Fitness, is Ariel going to swim in the community pool?
Tell me more about this mermaid pool thing. I've been dreaming about this for at least 2 years. So, I've been saving up my personal money.
So they will do it. They will.
How big does the pool have to be? I mean, could it be a kiddie pool?
Do you provide your own glass?
That's the over under on
you
this.
You can get an aerial kiddie pool.
Does she take from your collection, or does she bring her own collection of stuff?
And then someone have to keep dumping buckets of water on her.
Keep her alive. $40. Have Sebastian do it. Come on over.
Flounder's flopping around in the background. It's going to be really scary. Terry, don't do this.
It's strange.
That's a great argument of like, do you need a resort?
Right.
You
could just pay that extra money and book all the characters to come
here. You guys have flipped me. I'm on Disney's side.
I'm on Disney's side.
This is why. The brand, this is, I, we just, escalated quickly
we
on
just
this
taught
show.
Everybody a lesson. This is why you go after your IP.
Ariel, any local business.
There's one here.
Show.
There's a mermaid here that will come and be like the Little Mermaid in your pool, and she will teach your kids how to swim.
Time out. You can get lessons.
You can't
from the mermaid.
Say that. You can't say it straight face, but look, you tried.
He got so far.
8 of 10 for straight face. 8 of 10.
Swimming lessons.
No, she's swimming lessons. The quote was, no, there is a girl here that'll be the Little Mermaid in your pool. Like, it's just weird.
I don't know. Okay, woman.
It's wonderful.
Oh, gosh.
It doesn't matter what it is, the fact that there's a mermaid
in
your pool.
And they'll go and they'll do, like, events for you. But you can do that while you're at Walt Disney World. I'm just saying, if you're staying off property, you're staying on vacation home, it's an option they promote when
I'm
you're
going to Logan's
place.
House for swim practice.
Yep, me too.
Swim practice.
Practice. Now it's even weirder. We're practicing swimming with the Little Mermaid.
Well, yeah,
she's teaching us all how to swim.
Logan, no.
We have burned so many calories on this show already.
And so many bridges with our audience. Straight up.
Oh, no, we did that last week with the France show.
Oh, gosh.
Hopefully no one's watching this.
There's 16 of you. Nope, zero.
20, 20.
Turned off.
Oh, gosh.
All right, chill. Everyone calm down.
Mr. Rogan, you guys see that incredible trailer?
Okay. Settle down, folks. All right, that was pretty funny.
That was great.
Alex said Terry sitting in a floaty with a beverage yelling at her because she wants to leave, but still has 20 minutes of pool time.
That's funny, Alex.
Oh, I'm dying over here.
You know when Logan goes live sometimes in his hot tub? If you can imagine, like, hey, y'all, check this out.
I got Ariel.
Just chilling, drinking some margaritas.
Her name is just Aaron. They can't call her Ariel.
That's true.
He's just Aaron. This is my mermaid friend, Aaron.
Your wife just joined the live feed. We probably should explain the mermaids that are coming over to your house later today.
No, she knows about that.
You know the cool thing about Amanda?
I didn't book
Game
them.
On with Game her. On, she's...
That sounds amazing. I didn't book these people. I'm just saying, it's an option. I've seen the option.
I get what you're saying.
Mm. All right. And that's if you don't want to wait in line for characters, book them. Come to your house. It's fine.
Swim in the pool.
That's right.
And back to it, I bet they would come after you if you tried to do that so close to proximity of the resort, right?
Yeah, I don't think you could do that there. You can do it if you have a vacation rental house. Sure, because you just, you know, let them come in and good to go.
That would be interesting.
You can do anything you want in your own house.
Right, exactly. And you're not going to have that happen, though, if you did.
I wonder how far you could get into a park. If you just dressed up as a character.
On Halloween nights, not far. Halloween, though, you could probably get pretty close. I mean, I think you can dress up. I don't know if you can dress up as characters that are...
I thought adults couldn't.
No, like, they reverse that. Adults can dress up again, but it's almost like if you...
I disagree with that ruling,
Disney.
I think
you have to be able to see your feet.
Mm.
And...
You got to see the feet.
And I think they'd say, like, if you're indistinguishable between a character...
Yeah, that's always been a
they
no-go.
Will make you change.
Right.
So it's kind of like if you look like someone who would start a ruckus, start a lime, then that's a problem. You're not going to be able to
come. No,
you're
ruckus.
Not going to be the Donald Duck from the Darkest Timeline walking around in there, taking over.
No one understands the references you're saying, Matt. Just stop talking.
Well, considering Donald doesn't wear pants, you really that's going to present a problem.
Nah.
In a park.
Well, wait, what? What about the actual Donald Duck?
Donald does
around?
Not wear pants.
Right.
So.
He still walks around. Right?
Are we like no shirt, no shoes, no problem right now? Like, what's the deal? What are we talking about?
You got to watch out. That's all I'm saying.
So, I believe we were going to be talking about...
We were going to talk about how things are changing at Walt Disney World and also how things are growing at Universal Orlando Resort and how that's going to play out in the next 5 years. If you've been looking at the news, there's been a lot of talk of Universal technically opening their fourth gate, third gate, if you don't count the water park. But that has been big news as sort of the battle between Star Wars Land opening... And whatever Universal is going to try to strike back with, get it?
Nice.
Universal strikes back.
Oh.
Yeah. That wasn't intentional, but it was good.
I do like good. That.
That's going to be the name of the show.
We're going to get flagged, back, but I like
no
it.
No one's going to download it.
Mm.
And what it's going to, one person said they made their son dress like Kylo Ren and he had to take his mask off. Yeah, I think they're pretty strict on the mask rules too. But that being said, we are seeing this sort of quiet time. Like Universal just opened up Fast and Furious. Not exactly going to be like a game changer for anyone, just sort of a fun addition. Some people happy about it, some people disappointed with it. It's exactly pretty much what I've been told is exactly the same as the new King Kong ride, which, by the way, I love.
Fun ride.
Yeah, and I think it got severely underrated just because people, yes, it's not what the old confrontation was, and that ride was unbelievable. It's a completely different experience, but it's great. But I guess they've recreated it, much like they recreated Spider-Man, and they made it Transformers, much like they've recreated, I would even say, The Mummy and made The Gringotts, though that's different, it still feels like the same ride structure. That's sort of their patented thing right now with Universal. They very much do take this ride, kind of repackage it, put it up again in another IP, usually in two different parks, sometimes not. But we're seeing now changes because there was talk of the Kids Zone in Universal going away, and that's where they're going to put Super Mario Land. But that does not seem to be happening, Super Nintendo Land.
Is now, Fievel still going west over there?
Fievel is still there. And as of now, it looks like there is no plans on that going away.
Does Riker know who Fievel is?
No idea. I mean, he's watched American Tale, but he's not.
He's watched the movie and has no idea who he is?
Well, he doesn't really go west.
Why not? That's a great one.
We just haven't watched it.
Somewhere. That's the first one. That's an American Tale.
Oh.
We're talking about The Going West.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
The
with
sequel.
With the Wyatt Earp sleepy dog on the front porch. And that one?
What movie are you talking about?
Mm-hmm. What the Five Goes With.
But there's also no a third Five, movie. Like Five Returns Home or something, by the way. I don't know if you know that.
He goes back to Russia?
I think that's right.
No.
Let's be honest, nobody goes back to Russia, right? Last night I was dreaming,
I was 10 foot high of being. I'm going to take a quick break and tell you that we have teamed up with our friends at HelloFresh, and they're offering everyone in our audience $30 off their first week of deliveries when you go to HelloFresh.com/WDW30 and use the offer code WDW30. It's convenient and it's simple. Everything comes pre-measured and labeled meal kits, so you know which ingredients go with which recipe. It's delivered right to your door in these cool, insulated, recyclable?
Yeah, you can recycle things.
Recyclable package. Also, the selection. It works great. You can pick one of their choices. They got three main choices. You got the classic, you got the veggie, and you got the family. And each week, there's even a 20-minute meal on the classic menu when you don't really have more time than that. I've really enjoyed HelloFresh. We had it this week. A delightful chicken. It was fantastic. And lots of great sides. It's really unique, but pleasurable to your whole family. You know, I got a family of five, including my kids. I got kids. I got two-year-olds. I got a five-year-old. And, you know, sometimes it's not easy to please everyone. With these recipes, it's really great, and we've enjoyed it, and it makes it very simple. Get out of that recipe rut. Start cooking outside your comfort zone, which is really great. Like I said, they're really kind of interesting and unique, but still really delicious recipes in each week's box. And it really brings a new excitement to cooking. When they start showing up, you start seeing these boxes and then the bags, and everything's done. You start getting excited about your experience, and you look forward to your weekly HelloFresh box, knowing dinner just got easier. But here's what you got to do. Go to HelloFresh.com/WDW30 and use the promo code WDW30 to get $30 off your first week of deliveries. Again, HelloFresh.com/WDW30 and use that promo code WDW30. Now, where were we? Bible 3. For some reason, put up the third day revival. I don't know. I'll have to find
third
that later.
Third day?
So... Brad was asking, is there enough room? They just bought more property.
They just bought 580 more acres of property, and they've been buying up property. So where Wet n Wild was, Universal now owns that. They own a ton. I mean, they are buying so much property that the only logical actual answer to this is that there is a fourth park that's going to be open for Universal. Third theme park, fourth include the water park. And if that's true, you have seen Universal take a good bit of the share, but not even close to Disney. Still a million miles away. Even with Harry Potter, it's still a million miles away. Now a much smaller operation.
1 million miles. Yeah.
When it comes to profit, when it comes to amount of people coming in. But now you're going to see a new park, which is rumored to be a large portion of it to be Super Mario Land or Super Nintendo Land, which will be a Mario ride. It'll look like sort of Peach's Kingdom. What else did they say? A Zelda area. A Donkey Kong ride,
wow.
Donkey Kong Country ride, and a Mario Kart ride. And that's the rumor for there. Now, they've also talked about that expanding, also having a new section for Harry Potter. So it will be the third section of the Wizarding World of Harry Potter, not connected to the two of those other ones, at least not in the traditional sense where those the other two that are currently existing. You can take a train, the Hogwarts
Express. Or they say like a Fantastic Beasts area.
Well, they're building now. They're building a Fantastic Beasts ride now where Dueling Dragons was. But it may be another, maybe it's the New York area. They really haven't, and that information's not really there. And also maybe Lord of the Rings is something that people have said, that there will finally be a Lord of the Rings, that they have secured those rights. That's the rumor. So you'll have this Star Wars land opening at Hollywood Studios versus Nintendo, Harry Potter 3, Lord of the Rings. There's one other IP. If you guys know what it was, remind me, tell me in the comments. And what that will look at as we head into almost the 2021, 2022, these aren't quick processes, and
I love the Lord of the Rings Star Wars battle potential there.
Right,
hashtag Clerks 2.
Right, it's interesting though.
I love it.
It's great.
I love it.
I mean, I'm not like the biggest hardcore Lord of the Rings fan, but you know, there's a reboot happening right now on Amazon that cost them billions of dollars.
Yeah,
what it was
of money for a TV show.
You know, I was all in. You know, like I those movies, I was there opening night. Mm-hmm. Like I was all about it. And the first time you watch those movies, like, it's super great. You go back and watch them.
Repeat viewing.
Slow rolls.
Yeah, and I know there's always been a fandom for them, but it feels like that's cooled. Not in the way Potter has cooled. Potter cooled, but not to a point of, like, where no one talks about it still. I feel like still, you go to the store, there's still lots of Harry Potter stuff, and they've kept that brand very relevant. They've been able to do that with new additions to Pottermore, new additions to all these things. Lord of the Rings, I think there'd be a huge rush for people to go, but it almost has that Avatar thing of, like, will the crowd care? I think they'll have a crowd to go see it, but will they care to stick around? I think it'll be interesting. I don't think that they'll still come close to where Star Wars Land happens, but you'll at least have, I think, a group of people that would come in for Star Wars Land that would rather go to that than go to the Magic Kingdom.
Right.
So if you're a hardcore Star Wars fan who doesn't really care about going to Disney World, all of a sudden there's Star Wars Land, but you could go over to Magic Kingdom or Epcot, but over on the other side, you have Mario, which kind of hits more close to the Star Wars base.
Oh,
you
yeah.
have Lord of the Rings, which hits closer to that.
Harry
what
Potter.
Base is that, Logan? Which base are you talking about?
And more Potter.
More Potter, more.
What base? Me. just people that would come in for Star Wars.
I think the commercials that Universal has, this run of commercials, there's one where there's a cast, you know, Universal cast member running through the park and talking about how we would need to I think it starts with her apologizing to other vacations. And I think it's very, you know, I mean, you guys know I'm a full on, always been a Disney fan. It's always been my thing.
Yeah.
I'm the guy here that's probably the only guy on the show that hasn't seen a Harry Potter movie other than, like, walking past the TV when they're on. Haven't seen any of them. And so, you know, I think Disney's very much going to have an answer to stay relevant in this space past Star Wars. Like, they're going to need an IP answer. And their struggle is their solution is tied up.
I mean, well, the Toy Story thing, too.
Well, sure, and Brad put Guardians of the Galaxy is coming to Epcot, and you have Tron coming to the Magic
That is
Kingdom.
True. We're forgetting the whole Marvel.
Yeah, that's
like no, that's Marvel. That's what I'm saying. A lot of the Marvel IP
is tied up.
Oh, right. That's right.
Spider-Man, Hulk.
All the big ones.
Anything that's now the contract is a little weird, but anything that's particularly tied
to an existing
into the Marvel universe.
The contract is not public. No one knows exactly what it says.
Everybody just assumes.
Well, people have posted like copies of it, which I don't know how they've gotten, but
To me, it's west of the Mississippi, or was it east of the Mississippi?
And interestingly enough, in Disneyland, I read an article that said that they can't call it Marvel. They can't use the word Marvel in the park.
That's why it's like superhero.
Right. So that there's a lot tied up, and it's your bigger characters. So it's like Spider-Man, Incredible Hulk. There's the Doctor Doom Tower.
X-Men.
Yeah, the X-Men. There's a lot of your bigger characters, but then you have like
Captain America.
You've got like Guardians of the Galaxy, Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
What's the reason that Disney, I feel like, is also pushing some of these sub properties so big and doing a great job because the films are great.
Black Panther.
They're pushing it because those aren't in the parks because those weren't popular 25 years ago.
And I think some of these, I want to say Doctor Strange and Black Panther are both tied in to the IP that they can't touch in Orlando, at least.
Interesting.
Now
Doctor Strange, I think, is
Doctor
in the,
Strange appears in the movie thing.
Yeah, he's in the movie thing at Hollywood Studios.
Yeah, in Hollywood.
It shows
Studios.
Guardians and it shows Doctor Strange.
The issue, I think, is really tied to attractions less than it is, like when they were on the monorails. You know, when Iron Man came. Like,
that's right. That's true.
You know that it's a little different when it's not attraction based. I think that's really what it's tied to. Is
we're also forgetting Avatar right now with Disney, big.
Huge right now.
Yeah. Huge.
So many people love the Avatars.
I think when that dies down, then Star Wars release, I think they're set for years.
There is not a cool down
period. On paper, I agree. Universal's like, I mean, that's a lot of IPs that are really fun and cool.
Right. And they even have Stranger Things coming to Horror Nights this year. And that's, you know, a huge deal.
I mean, that's massive.
Yeah. So that changes to me that even event because it goes from still on the fringe. Mm-hmm. With Halloween Horror Nights being something that only a certain group wants to go to. It's scary. It's not necessarily appealing to everyone to bring on one of your biggest brands. I mean, they did it with The Walking Dead, but even The Walking Dead was much more French than Stranger Things.
Right. Stranger Things is a pretty
with
across
tweens,
the culture
you know, like,
popular phenomenon.
So
I think Stranger Things is the next E.T.
I mean, it's definitely, I think, we'll live up to what we've expected with Stranger Things.
Right.
I think that it will keep growing. I mean, I think it will live on with us forever. There'll be that brand. I think it just will. I think there will be it's become a classic even in a couple of years. But you see Universal making these moves, not cheap moves, to try to do something. I don't see Disney doing Disney's not going to have any problems with maintaining an audience. Star Wars Land and the Star Wars Hotel and all that, it's going to be fine. But I would like to see when that battle occurs, how, because it will. I mean, if they're both going to open up theoretically about 5 years, I mean, Star Wars Land will be open next year. But by the time everything is done for the 50th anniversary or 60th anniversary, whatever it is, of Disney World, then you'll have all of the new stuff, whether it's Guardians and Tron and all of that open. And then if you have Universal's, chomping at the bit saying, no, we're creating a different experience over here. That is, you love Star Wars, you're going to love da 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 da. And I think Jurassic Park is the other one. Someone put that.
So it's like Christian rock in the 90s.
That's cute. I was going to say, like the interlink chart.
Yeah.
Because Jurassic World, they're saying they're going to build a whole Jurassic World. Now, they already have Jurassic Park
right in
Islands of Adventure, but this would be the modern, cool, new stuff, the Chris Pratt movies.
Let it happen. That's what I say.
Yeah.
I'll be there. People will go.
So we can charge $1,000 a day, $10,000
a day. People will pay.
At both parks or both worlds.
Speaking I'm glad of, I bought that IP a few years ago.
Chris Pratt.
You bought him?
Yeah, it was weird, but I got him.
During those downtimes.
That was a good deal.
It was easy, yeah.
What'd you pay for?
What would Chris Pratt go for?
It was super. Well, he was just Andy Dwyer at that time, so.
It was a you premium just had domain. Yell out, I know get that. In shape.
It wasn't tough.
Man, if you get in shape, you're going to do this.
I encouraged him. Johnny Karate, my idea.
You're nothing if you aren't an encourager.
I love you, Will. You're a great guy.
That was so nice.
We're friends.
I don't know, though. I look at what's happening at Disney. Disney's trying to do these sort of spectacles, and I like it. I like, people have gone after the Sky Buckets thing, the Skyliner, which I have to say, when you do see the imagery now of the pylons going up in World Showcase, it's like, it's not the greatest looking thing.
Boy, those are... I thought they were going to be much more spread out. They're really close together.
It kind of does hurt some of the forced perspective that's going on in France. It looks like giant.
Michael Eisner's going to be mad.
Oh, yeah. He's 100 years old. No, I'm kidding.
What force are we talking about? We're talking about the force?
Forced perspective. Not the forced perspective.
Yeah, the forced perspective
on the force. Ooh, is it real?
That's our Star Wars podcast. Force perspective.
The force perspective.
Oh yeah, that's good.
That's good. You better sign up for it right now.
I just registered.
There's a thousand people watching this right now.
It's like I own Chris Pratt and the force perspective. Just did it.
You did? Okay. Well, now I can't do it. Great. I don't want to do a Star Wars podcast. I don't want to do a wrestling podcast. There's just too many. There's too many out there.
Do you want to do a whiskey podcast? A lot of people are taking up that mantle.
Nah, I'm not interested.
All right.
I don't listen to the whiskey podcasts. I don't listen to any podcast except for...
Nah, I don't listen to any podcast.
That's not true. I listen to a ton. I either listen to wrestling or comedy, like or interview or
cooking
sports. Or I listen to a lot of podcasts.
You listen to the Splendid Table podcast?
I listen to The Daily.
Nice.
From the New York Times.
Yeah.
It's biased.
Alexa makes you do it.
Biased.
So I have a question for you guys. What do you think, knowing what Disney has in its arsenal, what do you think they should what would be the most ideal response to the potential of a, depending on who you're talking to at Universal, a actual third or fourth? What should Disney do?
They should just shut down.
Well,
too big to fail, more like too big to stay open.
Boom.
My problem with that is that Universal has made these moves to bring in a lot of these things, and they have too, but the timeline always takes so long with Disney. It's always unclear. It's always this generic thought process, and Universal's done that for the first time now with Super Mario Land. I keep saying that. Super Nintendo Land. It's hard to say Super Nintendo Land for some reason because it feels like wrong.
Yeah, because we all have N64.
Right, and exactly. I got Sega CD.
Whoa. Sega CD?
All your games are scratched.
You ever play Sega CD?
No.
I had Mighty Morphin Power Rangers on Sega CD, and it was like, all it was like cutscenes from the show. So it'd be like, you're a Megazord. It's like, do you want to hit this person or kick this person? Then you click accident, like a video clip. It was.
I think I only ever played. You remember how they used to have them displayed at like, you know, Toys R Us or Walmart, and you could play the new system or whatever. That's the closest I ever got.
Electronics boutique.
Because it would turn into me being over there trying to play, you know, and you've got like a line of children waiting behind you, and then your parent coming up saying, "We are not buying that. Let's go. We have to go get groceries." And then you're like, "No,
you got groceries at the mall?"
I said Walmart. That's
oh,
fine. People are asking if we're talking about Dreamcast. I did have a Dreamcast, but no, before there was a Dreamcast.
You also had Sega CD. Saturn.
There was Sega CD.
And there was
Sega Saturn.
What about 32? Do you remember the Sega 32-bit? You could put the cartridge into this thing and then plug it into your Sega Genesis, and it made it. Instead of 16-bit, it was 32-bit.
I have no recollection of
that.
Yep. Doubled it.
How did that even work?
Magic. Thank you.
It's like Game Genie.
Yeah, Game Genie. How did it work? I don't understand how they even created these things.
What was it? Sega 32-bit?
How about that Atari 2800?
Sega 32X. You plug that joker into...
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yep.
Yeah, it looks
so
like
it's
a hat.
Game Genie for graphics.
Amanda's commenting about ducks and things.
Someone had asked if you had to pre-order the Peking duck.
Have you dined at Morimoto trying to determine if I have to pre-order the Peking duck before arrival? I don't know if you have to pre-order, but I will tell you, Amanda and I took one of the last reservations last time, a couple weeks. It's my favorite restaurant, by the way, probably on property. So I will say that. But we had like a 9:30 reservation. We got the last duck. And they were open for another hour. I think they were open until 11. 10:30. So
you didn't have to pre-order.
I didn't. And we've had the Peking duck twice. Amanda said never had to order it ahead, though. If you were late reservation, you may want to ensure because we had the last duck. She's right. That did happen. And it is well worth it. I will say, I think that their duck is really good. I think some of the appetizers are better than even their main meals. They don't have the Peking duck old fashioned anymore.
We talked about that on the cruise ship.
But now it's the Japanese old fashioned. Which is pretty much the same. They just think people didn't want to order
duck old fashioned
duck drink.
I got an answer for your question. I think it would be really cool, and I've talked about this before, with all of the augmented reality stuff that we're seeing. I really think these theme parks, especially Disney, should cash in on an experience that totally, you know, brings the nostalgia of what the parks used to look like into augmented reality. I think people
The fourth gate is your mind.
Yeah, I think people would buy the crap out of that. If you could buy an experience where you were walking into what Disney looked like in 1970, whenever.
You're talking about like wearing glasses with virtual reality. Yeah.
And it's on your phone. It's the whole thing.
Well, they've been talking about that in the 90s. Billboards driving down the road.
Well, yeah. Like, just think though, if you could go, I went to VR. Disney World.
If you're wearing VR goggles driving down the road.
Well, no, what it is.
Oh, you're talking like the Google Glass.
Like the Google Glass, and like you're driving down the road, and depending on, it's like Facebook ads or Google ads or anything like that, you just have billboards that are blank slates that digitally transmit.
Just like Facebook data.
Brad's reading me. Spectrum Magic Parade VR. We all would buy it. You know, and like if you remember the first time I went to Disney, you don't know this, but the first time I went to Disney World.
I wasn't there with
1991. And there were so many different routes, like Body Wars. I'll never forget Body Wars. You know what I'm saying? Like,
my mom got sick.
There's so many different ways you could incorporate that into an augmented reality experience.
Just write it, put it on Star Tours.
Could put the date of your first trip and they recreate the park on that
exactly.
Date.
Yeah. I don't know if they could do that, but you could totally go by decades.
It's America. You know what I mean? Well,
I just want to walk in a park and just see it, like thousands of porgs just.
Every person
around.
Is converted into a porg.
No. Like they're just like you know, like on the Pokemon game or whatever.
I like that idea better though. It's just like if it's a human, it converts them to porg. So it's just porgs. Giant porgs walking around. At WrestleMania this past weekend in New Orleans, they had augmented reality entrances for the wrestlers. Now we could not see them, but they showed them on the big screen. So when someone would come out, say when Asuka came out, all of a sudden giant versions. Like we're floating of her mask all around the arena.
Mm-hmm.
Or they had when the New Day came out, there were giant rainbows and things. And it looked really cool. Now they acknowledged it on TV. Like, this is augmented reality. This is not actually happening. Because some of them were convincing. Or I'd look at the screen and be like, why?
Where is that?
Yeah. And it was a cool way to do it. Yeah. I liked it. I thought that was, it's the same kind of thing. But if we all had glasses on, we could have seen it.
I mean, just walking around the Magic Kingdom. You know, and you turn this thing on, and this is all in my head, but then all of a sudden you see the way it used to look, and you've got like, you know, characters that aren't in the park anymore, or that you're not getting greets with these characters anymore, and there they are walking.
Brad
past
said
you.
He wants to start a VR Spectrum Magic Kickstarter. So, Matt, why don't you just do that?
I will. Yeah. I just registered the IP.
Okay, good.
I'm in for $1,000.
Thanks.
Dave said he'll be doing the Void this weekend. Congratulations.
It's, ooh, it's gosh, the best. I have to do it. I have to do it. I'm going in end of September, early October.
Were you able to get any reservations after your kerfluffle?
Oh, man. It was rough, guys. It was rough, but I did. I think I got everything I needed. However, yeah, I'm going to have to drop
everything
one and get
you
another
needed,
one.
But nothing you wanted.
Well, there's one. There's one that my wife told me about that was like, you got to do it.
Which
and
is?
I didn't do it. Your I can't remember what
crazy,
it was. It was a princess thing, even though we already have two of those books.
A lot of princesses.
So many princesses. But you know what? Family full of girls.
You know the princess
myself.
Tea? Maybe what? The princess tea? They do like a, you can have tea with the princesses?
No.
Like high tea at the Grand Floridian?
No.
It's a one percenter thing.
If I'm going to do anything with princesses, we're going to have a full on meal. Like, there's no, I'm not going to pay that much money to have tea.
Yeah.
You know, that's good like point. The American Girl doll place. Have y'all been there? That's the most bizarre thing ever.
No. Yeah.
It is.
They
you
literally
that.
Go and eat like you're
feeding
dolls.
And they'll do like
dolls.
The hair of your dog while, doll while you're there. It's nails.
Oh. Grease, I thought you were not allowed to go back to the American Girl place.
I'm not. Thankfully.
Please.
In fact, before I left, before I made that
maybe you shouldn't
thing,
tell the
like,
story. No.
You're not allowed on a Disney podcast anymore.
I was like, the only way I'm going to save money in the future is if I get escorted out of this place and banned.
Sorry, honey. I can't go back.
I can't.
Are you done with that now?
That's a good word.
Bringing back weird. Brad said Morimoto is the most difficult reservation at Disney Springs now because my recommendation carries weight. I don't think that that last part is true, though I know a lot of our listeners have gone because I'm kind of saying its praises. I hear from people all the time. But it's not – I've never had that big of a problem getting in. If you are willing to go late or early – I mean, yes, if you're trying to go during prime time.
On a Friday or Saturday night.
Go to the bar. You can also go to – they have the street food. You can walk up and get, like, variations of their food. It's a walk up. It's really good.
Peking duck nuggets.
Can we go back to the void for 2 seconds? Because I have one question. I'm going there, obviously, with my wife and my two daughters, who absolutely will not even step close to the void.
No.
In Disney Springs, like I'm not invested in Disney Springs. I have no idea really kind of what for them to do. I'm going to need to divert. I'm going to need to plan something for them and then go void it.
Lots of shopping. Just, tons of shopping.
So shopping's a good one.
There's the Bippity Boppity Boutique thing, but you probably want to be there.
You could drop like
I'm not dropping that kind of coin without being there.
I'm not seeing it.
Yeah. And
it's connected essentially to a toy store and to there's a train outside and a fountain and usually a DJ and a rolling piano and
Earl of Sandwich.
Lots of restaurants.
And you have to book it that day.
You don't have to. You can book it now if you want.
I can book it now.
I don't know what the window is.
Right.
You can book it during nap time.
But I mean, I could book it and then like just plan to be there, have them shop for 2 hours, and at some point go and do that 15-minute experience. Because you said if you have a reservation, in and out time 30 minutes?
About 30 minutes, yeah.
Okay.
Easy. I mean, I've heard people say longer or during certain times of the year, but for as long as it's not crazy, I walked in. Yeah, it was pretty much 35 minutes from like getting in, going through the pre-show, getting suited up, doing the experience, getting done. It's about 30 minutes.
And I'm going to want to do it twice, right?
I mean, I would like to do it right now.
Alex,
you can ask me what I'd like to do right now.
I feel like
I
should
do
it twice. I feel like I'm just going to book it twice. How much? 20, like, what is it?
It's like $35.
Okay. I mean, where else are you going to do it?
Right.
It's coming here next week.
Alex said you should put them on the balloon while you go and do the VR.
What's the balloon?
Can you even still do that?
It's still there.
Is it still? I didn't know it was operational.
It used to be called Characters in Flight, but since they took the characters off the balloon, it's not called that anymore.
Is it like a dome knockoff version of a
hot air balloon that's tethered to the ground?
We want people to be confused of who they have to
see. Now, if there's a storm, you can't go on it. There's a lot of, I don't know how, I would
sorry
not get, I don't
about
think,
your storm.
I don't think I'd get on.
Listen,
it.
When I get done with the void, I want to see my family in one piece. And I feel like might be questionable.
I don't know, you may cry and be like, why is my reality not all of this? Why is this my reality? I want my reality to just be in the VR world.
What are you saying?
You'll just want to go back.
He's saying what
Ready Player One
about 0.001% of people in this world probably say. There's a
that we're in the Matrix.
People in this world that want that.
That want to live in the VR world.
Of course, in the Matrix.
It's like Ready Player One, right?
Yeah. If this Star Wars land was something I could experience, you know, at home every so often, I'd probably do it. Maybe. If they could projection map my house or whatever it is to where I could just walk around and be on the Star Destroyer, but all right, sounds great. Michael asked me, what Japanese bourbon do they use in the Japanese old fashioned? Well, technically, it's not
first
bourbon.
Of all, there's no such thing as Japanese bourbon.
It's
Japanese
accurate.
Whiskey.
Yeah, which is
also the same thing as Canadian bourbon, as they have.
So what was the one that we got at that place?
Iway
is what they use, just
they
standard.
Do, which is actually interesting. That is closer to a bourbon mash than traditional Japanese whiskey.
So it makes sense.
Yeah.
And then if you can order that by the glass, but they have every sort of Asian, really, whiskey they have there. So whatever you want.
So it's spelled I-W-A-I.
I thought there was a K in there.
Mm-mm.
Thinking something else.
No, that's the thing is, like, a Japanese character.
In Japan, they can do everything exactly the same way as, you know, people in Kentucky do it here. They just can't legally call it bourbon.
Right. And they don't have the water.
They don't have, that is true.
They don't have Jack Spring.
That's a pretty good signature.
Terry is not saying right things.
No, that spring is not, that's not bourbon either.
I know it's whiskey.
I mean, I heard they don't even have water in Japan.
He's talking about the limestone water.
He was talking about Jack Daniel's just then.
Is when you go see Jack Daniel's, like, here's the river.
Here's the water where all the
coke comes out. It's like that much. It's like a stream. Like, how is this?
I refuse to have the Jack Daniel's bourbon debate right now.
Hey, man, have you ever heard of Jack Daniel's bourbon?
No.
Old Jack Daniel's 114 star prick. Hey, man, I love good Jack.
Brad is suggesting to you the Christmas store, which is great. It is an awesome store.
I do like the Christmas store.
It's right by the Void.
Oh, and there is a nice end of it that's all.
Big Christmas fans, you're talking about the holiday?
Yeah.
Well, if you're big fans of this thing called Christmas.
We do get
ornaments. They have everything.
We get ornaments on every vacation.
They do the custom lettering there while you wait.
Sounds like this is going to be the easiest thing when I thought it wasn't.
It will be. Now, that's probably the most breakable of all stores, though. So that could be a concern.
It's good, though. You don't have to worry about it. You'll be in the void.
Right. No.
You'll be with stormtroopers.
What's cool is that you're going in September, so it would be actually, they'll have a quarter of the store for Halloween.
Ooh.
So you'll be able to see Halloween decor that they have.
We do put up a Halloween tree.
Oldest daughter.
I can't talk.
I only put up a Halloween tree.
Legitimately only watches Halloween YouTube videos.
That's
so in. No, the kids ones.
Like, what does that mean?
Not Slender Man. The kids ones.
Not Slender Man.
Like this kid, like trick or treating? Like the cartoons?
It's like animated. Gosh, she loves Room on the Broom. Like with the.
Oh, yes.
I've seen that. Yeah.
I mean, like anything, but like she doesn't like the super, super scary stuff.
Sounds
but
like
I mean,
she's got an evil streak
in her.
If
there's a witch or a bat and a jack o' lantern.
I mean, it's Halloween. They're
like super
all
scary.
Three of those.
Johnny's
right?
The same way. He likes spooky stuff.
Yeah,
spooky does not like
is
scary
a
stuff.
Great way of saying that. Spooky, not scary.
Spooky stuff.
Like Riker, like Kiss.
But
Mickey's,
I mean,
not
she's
so
awesome.
Spooky.
Kiss. Frankie, no, not Frankie. Frankie said, "If you have, that's a good point. Are you gonna have your annual pass?
Yes.
So you may want to do this. They have a photo, like get your family photos done that are free with your annual pass."
For
like,
what?
Not like Disney. No, like if you just, like they have generic backdrops.
Like Christmas photos?
Like a Christmas card? Like whatever. Like your family photos. And you can do that for free.
Wearing flip-flops and shorts.
Well, you got
to Merry Christmas.
Prep. I'm sure there's some props. It's over
it's
in
September.
The...
September. It's like really cool and mild in Orlando time of year.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be fine. Where are you going? Oh, don't put it on air.
September 30th.
Oh, you just put it on air.
Tell them where you're... Put your room
Who
number.
Who cares?
I may be there for Horror Nights. So.
I mean, if you see me and my family at Disney,
firmly,
and I'm like, hey, Grease, best thing ever.
Now, if you see just his family, and he's at the Void, don't.
If you want to see me become a real life stormtrooper,
real life country bear.
Brian says, does Disney have a single barrel pick of Jack Daniel's Kentucky Bourbon?
Is he?
Have you ever heard of Jack Daniel's?
Brian Reynolds is trolling him.
Don't you like Jack Daniel's? That's the one you were telling me you like so much.
We don't know Jack, but we'll drink it.
There it is.
Maybe.
He loves it. He loves it.
Brad said his Nightmare Before Christmas in the wheelhouse of Greasy Grease and his family.
What?
Nightmare that? Before Christmas because he said you better invest in Hot Topic now. Oh, is she going to be a Hot Topic girl?
Is she kind of goth?
Maybe.
You got a goth?
I got a goth. You want a goth?
You got a goth? I got a goth. No. God, I'm praying over this conversation right now.
Done.
No, she loves Halloween. And I'm gonna say this.
She wears
I'm gonna
black
say this.
Lipstick.
She has made because see in my previous years
that are
I just
wear dark makeup.
You know, I did Halloween, but I wasn't like all in. You know what I mean? Like she's all in. Like she literally tells us,
Like, you walk in a room,
three or
it's
four
dark,
months out,
and then
like
she says,
tells
there's
us
somebody
what we're
in
wearing.
The corner.
Does she have a lava lamp?
Like, this past year, like, I like Halloween was actually super fun and cool in a whole different light because of my daughter.
Does she ever look into spaces in the room where nobody's standing and then start talking in those spaces?
I mean, yes, she's four.
Okay. Your kid like, can see doesn't? Ghosts. Your kid can see ghosts.
I mean, after about 3 or 4 ounces of whiskey, I do the same thing.
Good. I'm glad that's you.
Alex said we need to get degrees then at Halloween Horror Nights. You should you should take your daughters. People do that.
I thought about doing the not-so-scary... Yeah.
People don't take their little kids to Horror Nights. I saw a whole post about it the other day, being like, of course I bring my four-year-old, I have to say.
Looks too scary to me.
It's for life. That's
I couldn't do it.
Here's the deal. Like, I want to protect that time for her because she loves it so much. Mm-hmm. Like,
You know what? I want her to realize that it's really about murder.
Right.
Yeah. Like, I don't
and
want
this
her
is
to
the purge.
Run from it, you know?
Like, this is the purge.
I want her to see... I want her to continue to see the fun in it.
Don't take a kid
to Horror
Nights.
The purge is fun.
What? But the not so scary.
She'd be fine.
It would be great.
He goes, what?
She'd love that. Does your pass? Oh, there's. It says no blackout dates on my pass.
You still have to pay for not so scary.
Just that.
It's a separate ticketed event.
Separate. You get a discount.
Oh, that's right.
Though. You get a discount.
Yeah, like a little bit. 10%.
Boom.
Ish.
And it changes. Because
I thought about just flying her down there for like a
by
couple
yourself?
Of days. Yeah. Just with Everly.
Yeah, daughter.
Oh, you
trip.
And her. I thought you were just gonna send her.
Just an unaccompanied minor.
No,
have
still
fun.
Gonna send her.
Have a spooky time.
Wouldn't that be fun?
That would be fun.
Would be fun.
I would like. I, knew,
I mean, my youngest would be super mad. You know
she's
what?
She's such a
no. Yeah.
Just don't tell her.
She's at the age where she's not gonna know.
Yeah. There's.
Where's Dad and Effie?
There's this. You know, on our time hop or our Facebook memories, there's this gap where everything was deleted. I don't know why.
That's pretty cool, man. Did you get that? This is your digital life.
What is that?
I'm just
what?
Kidding. I'm kidding. That's that app that was mining people's stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I got a notification that said I didn't use it.
But a friend did.
But a friend did. So
same
my
thing.
Information is compromised.
Same thing.
Like, fantastic.
I didn't get any sort of notification.
I don't know of anybody that used that app, so that's great.
No,
I have dozens of friends.
But it just said for me, it was
that's
like.
That happens when you add everyone that sent you a friend request. Yeah. Maybe you shouldn't do that. And I pretty much, I've stopped now. Now there's just too many. I'm just too popular to reply to friend requests. But back in the day, it was
I don't accept anybody's friend request. Ever.
I got off Facebook because they're stealing my information.
If people knew
we're
me, they
live there
want
now.
To be my
oh
friend.
No!
How many data points are you saving?
Flagged. And all of a sudden, this just goes down.
Hey, right, Mark Zuckerberg. My kid uses Instagram. He told me to tell you, hey. Did y'all see that at the hearing?
No.
I can't remember who did it, but that
right.
legit happened.
All right.
My son would be upset if I didn't
bring it up. I feel like we gave a lot
up.
Of information here today.
I felt like
this
it was
our
good.
Best.
It started off.
The funniest show we've done.
Got really cool.
Like, we need to clip that.
We didn't talk about Vinnie Vincent, though.
Oh, that's true. If you're following the Vinnie Vincent Chronicles that started last October.
As Logan and I are.
I met Vinnie Vincent this weekend at the Gene Simmons Vault Experience. And maybe the highlight of the entire Gene Simmons Vault experience was Vinnie Vincent. And he appeared. He performed. It is no questions are answered as to really where he's been, what he's been up to. But I kind of love it. It's like gotten even.
We found out that the oh, no. opening line of Deuce is about Vinnie Vincent.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you can find that out. It's not really. That was before they met. But you can take what you want out of that.
Ah.
A lot of secrecy behind this man. And
I don't know if it, I mean
okay
it's pretty enough straightforward said. To me
but no secrets
enough said
I love Vinnie Vincent and Vinnie Vincent may be performing at like a like he's doing a tour he's doing a pre-Kiss cruise event if you don't know what I'm talking about Vinnie Vincent was a Kiss member for 2 years but a very pivotal 2 years where they were kind of in the rut and made their way out a lot of people say he saved Kiss so you can go back and listen to the episode we talked about that. And he showed up at this whole thing we did this weekend. And all the stories I could tell. I only spent a few seconds with him. I gave my money for an autograph and a photo. And I posted it.
Was that a separate?
It was separately ticketed. No other Kiss member has done that other than Vinny. Everyone else has done it for free who's appeared. But he stayed all day. And he didn't get paid to be there. So you know what? I didn't mind shilling out the money. They told us the day before, hey, he's going to be charging. I gave my money happily because I wanted this picture and I wanted this autograph.
Yeah.
I got the Gene Simmons vault back in my office. You can come see it. It's 45 pounds.
Dang.
And
lots of secrets.
He weighed it.
No, they kept saying that. This is 40 pounds.
It's 40 great. Pounds.
All of my music.
I wonder if
CDs.
They had to, like, liability-wise tell you that.
I don't know how to burn. Like, it was a pouring rain that day on Saturday. I don't know how to, like, get music off, though, because I don't have an optical drive anymore. So, like, I had all these CDs. Like, 45 CDs I have to.
Oh, no.
Well, I'll figure it out.
And you can buy CD players still. Miles has, like, a couple Discmans.
Nice.
I feel like a USB drive could have been added to that equation just for funsies.
Nope. Well, he was like, I didn't really want to release it digitally.
Using
Rhino
this
Records.
New technology called CD, compact disc.
Wow. He didn't want to release it digitally? I mean, you just pop them in? And,
oh, Michael just said a friend of his got a Club 33 membership. They never sent me my email, so I don't get to get in.
Dang it.
Not worth it. I didn't make the cut. I also don't know if I would have paid the money because right now nothing is open so far. Mm. Club 33 is open. Walt Disney World, but right now just Hollywood Studios.
Oh, that is open.
Yep. There's like 75 members right now, something like that. It's all mostly all Golden Oak people, but they've opened up the Hollywood Studios one. Epcot, I think they said by, or Magic Kingdom by the end of spring or end of summer, something like that.
Still no restaurant though?
Epcot by the end of the year, and Animal Kingdom hasn't started construction, so they don't know. No restaurant. As of now, they're not advertising there will be. They said sometime down the road there may be a restaurant. It's just for lounges, bars.
The lounges are cool, but man, it does not.
Well, I mean, the perks are really great that they're giving you, but you're paying for a lot to not have a sit-down restaurant.
It seems like they have officially taken what Disney World made something super cool and ruined it.
I don't think
ruined.
And it is a lot of money. So I don't
know. For nothing.
You get some tours. You get some fast passes.
Yeah, as we know, those tours are real good. Logan.
I know. Yeah,
I've been on tour.
Stupid. It seems so lame.
The only thing lame
if
is paying for the concierge service.
All right, we got to figure this out. And I don't know where the money would come from.
You would be sorely disappointed. You're like, yeah, Disney just bamboozled us.
Without a restaurant, it's a bitter pill to swallow because that's really when you go to the Disneyland one. That's why you're there.
Pill is leaving.
You're usually there to have a high-end dining experience.
I will say, having done both in California, if I was there all the time,
sure,
I would probably enjoy the lounge access because there is food at the lounge. You can sit down and eat.
Yeah,
I would probably do that more often. Most the several people that I know that are members,
yeah,
eat on a special occasion in the club, like a couple times a year, and then mostly just use the lounges.
But
to know that you have the access to be able to take friends
like
to lunch.
Yeah, you can't send people and all of that. Like, I don't know. It rubbed me the wrong way. You do get a lot of tickets.
Yeah.
Like 55 tickets to give to your friends. Something crazy.
And the fast passes.
So you're buying your friends tickets to Disney World.
Eventually.
That's it. And a bar.
For $40,000.
You know what? You can come over to my house and we'll talk about Disney and just you have free access to a home bar.
Don't offer that to people.
I was talking to Grease.
Yeah. Oh. Grease is going to dress up like Elsa.
Elsie. It's Elsie.
Elsie. Yeah. Sorry, bud.
Grease in the freezer dressed like Elsa.
Look, and his song is Let It Snow.
If you want the Grease to come over and swim with you.
Did you say Let It Snow?
It's only going to be $49.99.
An hour?
$49.99.
I don't discriminate between an hour and a day. I feel like people would take advantage of this, though.
What are you talking about?
Snow. For $5,000, I'll show up at your house.
I
thought you were saying $49.
I said $49.99.
Oh, okay.
No one starts with 49 if you describe it that
way.
You
say 4,000.
I thought you were 49.
Have you not paid
attention to me? For 50 bucks, I was going to have
no
you over.
There are no rules.
I was going to have you do some work around the house.
You're
this
like
weekend.
Dadgum Outback Steakhouse.
Now, there are some updated packages you can do. Like, if you want me to grill you some hamburgers and hot dogs, that's a little upcharge.
Do you
want me to do a cannonball, that's definitely an upcharge.
Do you make that burger sauce, though? Does that come with it?
The burger sauce?
Interesting.
Oh,
continue.
The sauce that you're always talking about on the burgers.
He's talking about HelloFresh. You gotta have a little bit more info to get the joke, Grease.
Oh, man, they're getting a free ad right now. Yeah, that is some good.
And then the hat,
good.
If you want the Grease to bring you a hat.
That you like can wear backwards.
$20.
It's cool, man.
It's an exclusive birthday hat.
Yep, it is.
It's just a camo birthday coat, an actual article of clothing,
not like a birthday suit.
Oh,
no,
that's different.
No, like a
suit?
If you're there long enough, you'll probably bring that too.
Right,
that's an upcharge.
He does have to get the pool, and Things happen.
It's true. He's got the mermaid suit.
We've been going for like an hour and a half,
in
I think.
Universal's going to have Lord of the Rings, yeah, okay. And Disney's going to bring in the Grease for a character meet and greet. So that's their answer
I'm going to be at the beach club doing cannonballs.
Don't tell people where you're going.
Belly flop comp.
Someone said they'd like to pay to take Grease to the frozen dessert party at Epcot. I'm about to review it on... in the BLT lunch break.
Wait, hang on. Somebody wants to pay me to go to a dessert bar?
A dessert party. I think
not
it's,
pay you, he wants to pay for
and
you
And I think
to
it
go,
may be, is that one open bar? I'm not sure. I think so.
Yeah.
Alex wants to know how much to get you to the 100 Nugget Challenge.
100 Nugget Challenge?
What's that?
There's this like challenge.
I'm on a diet right now.
The Grease is a man that eats like 3 million shrimp at Shrimp Fest, so he can handle 100 nuggets.
I could do 100 nuggets. So
is it a Chick-fil-A platter? Because I'm pretty sure I've done that.
Yeah,
I've had 100 nuggets.
Basically, 100 every party nuggets. At Logan's is a all-you-can-eat chicken nugget platter.
Brad said it is an open bar, and you're invited.
Who?
Thanks, Brad. You're invited to go to the frozen dessert party with him.
When is that happening?
If you
when
invite
I go?
Him and his daughter, then I think you'd probably be
let it snow.
Because you get to go, they walk you on to the frozen ride at the end of the night.
Stop it.
Snow what happened.
I'm game.
Let's do it.
Send him a message. Let's do this.
All right, I think it's a place to wrap it up.
Well, that's it.
All right, for this week of WDW Today, I'm Logan Seculo.
Oh, what? Huh?
Yeah, we're doing this thing.
Oh, yeah. I'm Will Haynes.
I'm Terry Weaver.
I'm Matt Lott.
And I'm the Grease.
And we'll see you on the next show.